الحمد لله الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الناس قد جاءتكم موعظة من ربكم وشفاء لما في الصدور وهدى ورحمة للمؤمنين قل بفضل الله وبرحمته فبذلك فليفرحوا هو خير مما يجمعون وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم إن الله تعالى يرفع بهذا الكتاب أقواما ويذأ به آخرين أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وعلمنا ما ينفعنا إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وأتباعه وأزواجه وذرياته. Respected ulama, elders, brothers and sisters in Islam, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الله تعالى has once again been gracious and kind to us by granting us another blessed opportunity to be part of this auspicious gathering, wherein some blessed children of this madrasa of ours will be completing the memorization of the glorious Quran. Har taraf teergi thi na thi roshni. There was darkness all around. Har taraf teergi thi. There was darkness in every direction. Nathi roshni, there was no light whatsoever. Har taraf teergi thi nathi roshni. There was darkness all over. There was no light whatsoever. आप आए तो सबको मिली रोशनी. O my beloved messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when you arrive through your barakah and through the barakah of your teachings, the whole universe acquired light. बज़्मे आलम से रुखसत हुई जुल्मतें. the darkness departed from this world. Bazme alam se rukhsat hui zulmatein, jab hira se haveda hui roshni. When the light came with the messenger sallallahu alaihi wa sallam from the cave of Hira. And it is this light that the poet is talking about, the light in the form of Quran. وَاتَّبِعُ النُّورَ الَّذِي Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has called this Quran Noor, light. It guides people on the straight path. قَدْ جَاءَتْكُمْ مَوْعِزَةً Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says this Quran is maw'izah. It is wa'az. It is admonition. It is nasiha. It is advice. It is counsel. Qad ja'atkum maw'izah. Maw'izah is that piece of advice which very quietly enters the heart, which is appealing to the heart, which affects the heart. Maw'izatum mir rabbikum. And when it enters the heart, washifa'ul lima fi sudur. It cures all the illnesses of the heart. And when it cures all the illnesses of the heart, then it enables the person to walk the path of guidance, wahudan. And when he begins to walk the path of guidance, then he becomes rahmat for all those people who see him. وَهُدًا وَرَحْمَةٌ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ So it is maw'izah. It is nasiha which touches the heart, which enters the heart, which is appealing to the heart, which affects the heart. And when it touches the heart, when it enters the heart, when it affects the heart, then it purifies the heart from all the illnesses. Kufr, shirk, bid'ah, hasad, bughz, jealousy, hatred, pride. وَشِفَاءُ لِمَا فِي الصُّدُورِ And when it purifies the heart, then it enables this person whose heart is purified to walk on the straight path. And when he walks on the straight path, he becomes a light for everybody around him. وَرَحْمَةٌ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ So he becomes rahmat for everybody around him. He becomes rahmat for the whole of universe. قُلْ بِفَضْلِ اللَّهِ وَبِرَحْمَتِهِ O my messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, say to your ummah, say to the people, that بِفَضْلِ اللَّهِ وَبِرَحْمَتِهِ فَبِذَٰلِكَ فَلْيَفْرَحُوا That people should rejoice upon the fadl of Allah and upon the rahmat of Allah. People should rejoice upon the fadl of Allah and upon the rahmat of Allah. Why? Because the fadl of Allah and the rahmat of Allah huwa khayrum mimma yajma'oon is better than all the things that people amass, that people hoard, that people try to earn in their lives. Gold, silver, diamonds, dollars, pounds, wealth, whatever the whole world endeavors to hoard and amass together, Fadlullah and Rahmatullah is far, far more better than all these things. Now what is Fadlullah and what is Rahmatullah? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is talking about the Quran. Ya ayyuhan nas, O people, qad jaatkum maw'izatun min rabbikum. Quran has come to you as maw'iza. Wa shifa'ul lima fi sudur, it has come to you as shifa. Wa hudan wa rahmatun lil mu'minin, it has come to you as hidayat, it has come to you as rahmah. And suddenly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala changes the topic and he says, Oh my messenger, tell the people, قُلْ بِفَضْلِ اللَّهِ وَبِرَحْمَتِهِ فَبِذَٰلِكَ فَلْيَفْرَحُوا That the people should rejoice. They should rejoice on the fadla of Allah and on the rahmat of Allah, because the fadla of Allah and the rahmat of Allah is better than anything that they can gather, anything that they can earn. Why does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala suddenly move away from the topic of the Quran and goes to the topic of fadlullah and rahmatullah? My friends, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not moving away from the topic of Quran. If you look at all the opinions of the mufassirin in regard to the meaning of Allah's fadl and Allah's rahmah here in this verse, then we come to this conclusion that fadlullah and rahmatullah put together, the fadl of Allah and rahmat of Allah put together is a package. And that package is recitation of the Quran, understanding the Quran, and practicing the Quran. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is talking about the Quran, that, O people, this Quran has come to you. It is maw'izah. It is maw'izah, it will touch your heart. After it touches your heart, it will cure your heart and purify your heart from the spiritual illnesses. Thereafter, it will become a means of hidayat and guidance. And thereafter, it will become the means of the rahmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala descending upon you and upon the people around you. This Quran. And all this will happen if you take maw'izah seriously. And if you listen carefully, if you read it carefully, if you understand the message of the Quran, and thereafter you practice the Quran. And understand, reading the Quran, listening to the Quran, understanding the Quran, and practicing the Quran is fadl and rahmat of Allah. And fadl and rahmat of Allah in the form of reading the Quran, understanding the Quran, practicing the Quran is such a great ni'mat that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that tell the people, tell your ummah, if they have been given the honor by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be reading and hearing and listening to the Quran, if they have been granted the honor of understanding the Quran, and if they have been granted the honor of practicing the Quran, then they should rejoice. They should rejoice because there is nothing greater than this. Huwa khayrun mimma yajma'un. It is better than anything that the people amass. Anything that this world contains. Anything that is in the world, anything that is in the heavens. The ni'mat of the Quran is far more greater than everything put together. During the time of Imam Shafi'i rahmatullahi alayhi, a person was unfortunate not to have children. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted him a daughter after a long time. And he became so excited and he became so much overwhelmed with happiness that he said, Wallahi, by Allah, he took an oath. He said, Wallahi, by Allah, I take oath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that the day my daughter gets married and she leaves my home to go to her husband's home, I will give my daughter the wealth of this world and the wealth of the hereafter. It is like that person who was mentioned by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the hadith regarding Tawbah, that he became so excited and so happy that he didn't know what he was saying. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, instead of saying, Allahumma anta rabbi wa ana abduk, O Allah, I am your Rabb, O Allah, you are my Rabb and I am your servant. Because of excitement, he said, Allahumma anta abdi wa ana rabbuk. O Allah, you are my servant and I am your Rabb. So this person became overwhelmed with happiness. And he said, the day my daughter gets married and she leaves my home to go to her husband's home, I will give her the wealth of this world and the hereafter. A poor person living in a small town, small village, who was barely earning to feed his family, took this oath without knowing what he was saying in the excitement of happiness. Days passed. The thought used to cross his mind. Eventually the day came when the daughter was getting married. And he was to leave his home to go to her husband's home. He became worried a few days before the Rukhsati, before the departure of the daughter. So he went to the Fuqaha. This was the time of Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah ta'ala. And every faqih said, whoever he went to, any alim, any faqih that he went to, he said that this is a qasam that you will not be able to fulfill. Because you will not be able to give your daughter the wealth of this world and the wealth of the hereafter. So your qasam will be broken. You will have to let your daughter go to her husband's house without you giving her the wealth of this world and the wealth of the hereafter. Your qasam will be broken. Give kafara. But my friends, it was a good time. Good time for those people who were concerned about the hereafter. He continued to go to various muftis and ulama, not to find ease in the situation. He was not worried about giving a few kilos of grain in kafara. No, he wasn't worried about that. He did not go to various muftis with the objective that we go with. That this mufti is a bit strict, so let me go and see another fatwa. He has not given the fatwa that I was looking for, so let's try another Darul Ifta. No, he was concerned about the hereafter, and he was trying his utmost not to break the qasam. Because breaking the qasam was seen a very heinous crime in those days. So he was going to various muftis that, is there any way out of this for me? That I do not break my qasam. He eventually went to Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah ta'ala. Totally despondent and hopeless. Because everybody is saying there is no way out. Imam Shafi'i rahmatullah alayhi said that delay the rukhsati. Delay the wedding. Delay the wedding. And give yourself and your daughter enough time for her to acquire the ulum of Quran. Find a good teacher for her. Good teacher who is able to give her the ulum of Quran, the sciences of Quran, the knowledge of Quran. 6 months, 1 year, 1.5 years, 2 years. Give her the ulum of Quran, and when she completes the ulum of Quran, give her a copy of the Quran. And then let her depart. You will not have to give kafara. Because what you have given her is better than the wealth of this world and the hereafter. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. This is Quran, my friends. This is Quran. But nowadays, because our minds and hearts have become materialistic, we are not from the people of Rijalul Akhirah, unfortunately. We are not from the people of the Akhirah. We are from the people of the dunya. Only because we perform salat, we do not become from the people of the Akhirah. The people of the Akhirah, Allahu Akbar. People of the Akhirah. The Sahaba-i Kiram, Ridwanullahi Ta'ala Alayhi Majmain, Rasulullah Sallallahu Alayhi Wa Alayhi Wasallam, the Tabi'in and the pious predecessors, the Salafi Salihin, they were the people of the Akhirah. Every step they used to take, they would think about the harms and the benefits of the hereafter. And every step we take, we think about the harms and the benefits of this world. They were the Rijalul Akhirah. They were concerned about the hereafter. They were worried about the hereafter. They had respect and honor for this book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Quran. And they had respect and honor for all the ulum that emanated from the Quran. Ilm-e Hadith, it is the first tafsir of the Quran, Ilm-e Hadith. And Ilm-e Fiqh has also emanated from the Quran. Ilm-e Qiraat is also science of the Quran, Ilm-e Tajweed. So the Ulumul Quran, the sciences of the Quran, any knowledge associated to the Quran, they had lot of respect and reverence and honor in their hearts for them. And because they had lot of reverence, honor and respect for the Quran and the Ulum of Quran, they also had lot of respect, reverence and honor for those people who possess the ulum of the Quran. Imam Abdul Wahhab Sha'rani, rahimahullahu ta'ala, a great alim and a great wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when his son completed the first manzil of the Quran, there are seven manazil in the Quran, seven manzils. And it was the practice of the Sahaba Kiram Ridwanullahi Ta'ala Ali Majmain and the Taba Tabi'in and the Salafus Salihin, and this is the practice till today, that they recite one manzil on a daily basis. They begin the recitation of the Quran on Friday and they complete the Quran on Thursday. They were, the ulama, Imam Malik, Imam Abu Hanifa, rahimahullah ta'ala, is of the opinion that it is the right of the Quran that it should be completed at least twice in a year. This is the right of the Quran. If a person is unable to complete the Quran twice in a year, he will be sinful in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Imam Malik rahimahullah ta'ala goes slightly further and he says it is the right of the Quran to complete the Quran in 40 days. If a person is unable to complete the Quran in 40 days, he will be sinful in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In order to complete the Quran in 40 days, one will have to recite three quarter juz on a daily basis. And our mashayikh and the ulama advise us to read one juz on a daily basis so that we are able to complete 12 Qurans. And according to the opinion of Imam Malik rahmatullahi alayhi, if we go for the minimum, we will complete 9 Qurans throughout the year. But the mashayikh emphasize that the non-huffaz should try to recite one juz on a daily basis. My friends, this is my appeal to each and every person who is sitting here. The non-huffaz should make a firm resolution that from today, from our 24 hours, we will set aside half an hour for the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For this great ni'mat, for this great bounty, for this great favor that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted us. On a daily basis, we will read at least for half an hour. Now in that half an hour, if we are able to accomplish the one juz, alhamdulillah. And if not one juz, three quarter juz, alhamdulillah again. If not three quarter juz, half a juz, because we are very slow, because we were out of touch with the Quran and we have been out of touch for a very long time, again alhamdulillah. If not only quarter, alhamdulillah. Half an hour, half an hour from our 148th of the day, 148th of the day, half an hour, let us set aside for the Quran. We have set aside time for every activity. For factory we have set aside time, for tea we have set aside time, for lunch, for supper, for sleep, for relieving ourselves, for shower, for everything we have set aside time. Let us set aside time for this book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let us attach ourselves to this book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we attach ourselves to this book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, my friends, then we will see the same period that the Sahaba Ikram Ridwanullahi ta'ala had seen, the period of honor, the period of dignity. Allah will elevate us. إن الله تعالى يرفع بهذا الكتاب أقواما. رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم says that Allah سبحانه وتعالى elevates through this book people. Allah elevates people through this book. Allah سبحانه وتعالى elevates the ummah collectively through this book if the ummah collectively attaches itself to this book. And if the ummah collectively does not attach itself to this book, then any individual who has attached himself individually to the book, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has elevated him. Shaykhul Hadith Maulana Zakariya Sahib, rahmatullahi alayhi. Hakeemul Ummat Maulana Ashraf Ali Thanvi, rahmatullahi alayhi. Hazrat Maulana Ilyas Sahib, rahmatullahi alayhi. Hazrat Shah Waliullah Sahib Muhaddis Dehlavi, rahmatullahi alayhi. Hazrat Maulana Rashid Ahmad Gangohi, rahmatullahi alayhi. Hazrat Maulana Hussain Ahmad Madani, rahmatullahi alayhi. In this period, an era of degeneration, when Muslims have turned their faces away from the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, these individuals on individual basis attached themselves to the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala elevated their name during their life and after their demise also. This is the quality of this book, my friends. Whoever attaches himself to this book, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will definitely elevate him. Inna Allah ta'ala yarfau bihada al-kitabi aqwama. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala elevates people through this book. But we have to attach ourselves to this book sincerely. We have to revere this book. Usman ibn Zaida, rahimahullah ta'ala, a great personality. It is said regarding him that whenever Quran was being recited in his presence, then he would close his mouth, he would close his eyes, and he would look down and pay attention only to the Quran. When asked why you do this, he said that when Quran is being recited, I do not want my tongue or my eyes or any part of my body to get involved in any other activity except that my ears are listening to the Quran of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He would shut himself up. Nowadays when we are listening to the recitation of the Quran, we are listening to the recitation of the Quran and talking. Listening to the recitation of the Quran and looking around here and there. So our attention is tuned in two directions. We are playing around with our clothes. We are doing some work. And whilst doing some work, the Quran is playing. Usman ibn Zaida rahimahullah used to shut himself up totally. And he says that it is disrespectful to pay attention to any other item when the Quran is being recited. So Imam Abdul Wahhab Sharani rahmatullahi alayhi, when his son completed one manzil of the Quran, he became very happy. Very, very happy. And he called his ustad, his teacher. Or he met his ustad. And he gave him as hadiyah 100 gold coins. Not upon completing the Quran. Upon completing one manzil of the Quran, 1/7 of the Quran. He gave 100 gold coins. Listen very carefully. How much Imam Abdul Wahhab Sharani rahmatullahi alayhi honored the Quran. That this ustad, this teacher has become the means of my son acquiring 1/7 of the Quran. So I owe him something. I owe him something. Ra'aytu ahakkal haqqi haqqal muallim wa awjabahu hifzan ala kulli muslimi. لقد حق أن يهدى إليه كرامة لتعليم حرف واحد ألف درهم. What is one dirham? What is one hundred dinar? What is 100 dinar? The ustad and the teacher who teaches us. Ali radiyallahu ta'ala used to say, من علمني حرفا من كتاب الله فهو مولاي. One who teaches me one harf, one letter from the Quran, he is my master and I am his slave. Insha'a a'taqani wa insha'a ba'ani. It is up to him whether he frees me or whether he sells me. One harf. So much respect for the Quran these personalities had. So this poet says, Ra'aytu ahakkal haqqi haqqal muallim wa awjabahu hifzan ala kulli muslimi. He said, the greatest right that I have seen from amongst all the rights is the right of the teacher. Yahya Al-Undulusi rahimahullahu ta'ala, the one who narrated Muatta Imam Malik to the Ummah from Imam Malik rahimahullahu ta'ala, he says that when I used to sit in the company of my ustad Imam Malik rahimahullahu ta'ala, and when I used to flick through the pages while studying, my teacher is in the same room, I am sitting in the same room, and when I had to flip the pages, when I had to turn the pages, he said, I was so careful and I used to flip the pages and turn the pages so slowly that it does not make any noise whatsoever, because I consider that as disrespect to my ustad. Nowadays, my friends, alhamdulillah, summa alhamdulillah, we praise Allah and we are thankful to Allah that at least there is some sense of adab left in those who graduate from the madaris. Madaris means Darul Ulooms. That they feel that this is my ustad of Bukhari Sharif, this is my ustad of Muslim Sharif, this is my ustad of Tirmidhi Sharif. And to some extent, I will not say that they are respectful, they are fulfilling the rights of their ustad 100%. To some extent, we feel that they consider them as teachers. But nowadays, those people who do not go to Darul Rooms for further education, and those who have graduated from local makatib, they do not consider to give any value or respect whatsoever to the teachers that they have learned from. They are not seen as teachers. They are not seen as great personalities that I am indebted to him, that it is he who has taught me how to read the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is he who has strived to make my heart the treasure of more than 6,000 verses of the Quran. We don't realize, my friends, how difficult it is. It is very easy for me and you to give £5 as fees and £10 as fees in 1 week. But ask the teacher how difficult it is. Spend time with them, sit with them in the class and see how difficult it is for them to motivate our children to become huffaz. It is not easy. But we don't pay any respect. We don't give any respect. Here, look, that the father has so much respect. The father, Harun Rashid, he handed over his two sons, Amin and Ma'mun. He handed over Amin and Ma'mun for the tarbiyat of his children. In those days, people used to find a teacher to teach the ulum, and they used to also find mu'addib and murabbi for the tarbiyat of the children. Somebody else for ta'alim, somebody else for tarbiyah. Harun Rashid, he was a great caliph, but he had lot of love for the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the ulum of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, he employed an alim to teach adab to his two young children, Amin and Ma'mun. They were very young, in their early teens. One day Harun Rashid was on his horseback and he was going somewhere, and he suddenly saw the teacher of his sons coming out of the madrasa or out from where he was teaching them. So Harun Rashid, without any intention, is observing this, that the teacher is coming out. Now his shoes were outside, so when he went in the room or in the building where he was to do the tarbiyah of Amin and Ma'mun, he took off his shoes and the shoes were facing in the other direction. So when the ustad began coming out, Amin and Ma'mun rushed. They were walking behind the ustad, and when the ustad reached the place where he was to put on his shoes, they both rushed. Amin from the left and Ma'mun from the right. And each one of them wanted to put the shoes straight for the teacher. And both of them were so firm in their commitment and in their resolution that Amin got hold of the right shoe and Ma'mun got hold of the left shoe. And Amin put the right shoe straight and Ma'mun put the left shoe straight. My late father, rahimahullah ta'ala, in my childhood, when I was 5 year old, 6 year old, 7 year old, he used to say to me that, beta, ustad ki aur buzurgon ki jootiyan seedhi kiye bagair kuch nahi milta. Without straightening the shoes of your teacher and of the people of Allah and of the mashayikh, you will not acquire anything. In those young days, I could not understand what he was trying to tell me, that by putting the shoe straight, what do you acquire by putting the shoe straight? But when I grew up, then I realized that by putting the shoe straight, you acquire the attention of the mashayikh and the attention of the teachers, and when they, overwhelmed by love for you, turn to Allah and say, Oh Allah, grant him ilm, grant him amal. That is when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opens the doors and fills the heart with ilm and amal. So Harun Rashid is watching this. And he quietly left. Without Amin noticing, without Ma'mun noticing, and without the teacher noticing. When he returned to his palace, he invited the teacher. And Amin and Ma'mun were already there. So he said, Oh, the teacher of my sons, can you tell me who is the most honorable person in my kingdom? So the teacher, he was not a great scholar or great alim, he said that you are the most fortunate person, you are the most honorable person, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted you the honor of serving the Muslim community. You are the Amirul Mu'mineen. So he said, no, I am not the most honorable person in my kingdom. The most honorable person in my kingdom is that person whom, when he comes out of his home or of the building that he is in, then the two princes of the Amirul Mu'mineen rush to put his shoes straight. There is no one more honorable than that person. And thereafter he took out 500 currency of that time, 500, and he gave to Amin, that I am very happy, I am congratulating you that you are learning from your teacher. Allahu Akbar. 500 for you, 500 for Ma'mun, and he gave 1000 to the ustad, and he said that I am very happy that you are teaching my sons what you are supposed to teach. But nowadays, If due to the barakah of the sohbah of the teacher, the father was to see the son putting the shoe straight for his teacher, he will get a telling off at home. What were you doing in the masjid? Why were you putting those shoes for your teacher? No respect whatsoever. In the comfort of our homes, my friends, we backbite about the teachers of our children. So where will the respect for teachers come in the hearts of our children? And if the respect of our teachers do not come in the hearts of our children, they will never be able to acquire ilm. So here Imam Abdul Wahhab Sharani rahmatullahi alayhi became very happy. I was quoting that share, that the greatest haq from all the haqs is the haq of the muallim. وَأُجَبَهُ حِفْزًا عَلَىٰ كُلِّ مُسْلِمِ. And the haq that a person should be most careful about is the haq of the ustad. And further he says that the ustad has so much haq upon us. لَقَدْ حَقَّ أَن يُهْدَىٰ إِلَيْهِ كَرَامَةً. It is established and he deserves as hadiyah in honor from us. How much? لِتَعْلِيمِ حَرْفٍ وَاحِدٍ أَلْفُ دِرْهَمِ. For every harf that he teaches us, even if we give him 1,000 dirham, 1,000 pounds, we will not be able to fulfill his haq. The poet is trying to say that we will never be able to fulfill the haq of the teacher. But Imam Abdul Wahhab Sharani rahmatullahi alayhi became very happy. He had the qadr for the Quran. So he called the ustad or he met the ustad and he gave 1,000 dinar. Listen very carefully. Unfortunately, the qadr that Imam Abdul Wahhab Sharani rahmatullahi alayhi had in his heart, the teacher did not have. So when Imam Abdul Wahhab Sharani rahmatullahi alayhi gave him 100 gold coins, the teacher said, this is too much for the work that I have accomplished. Teaching your son 1/7 of the Quran does not deserve 100 gold coins. This is too much for the work that I have accomplished. What did Imam Abdul Wahhab Sharani rahmatullahi alayhi do? He fired the teacher. When the teacher said that 100 dinar is too much for the work that I have done, he fired the teacher. He fired the teacher and he appointed another teacher and he said, I do not wish a teacher who does not have the value of the Quran in his heart to continue teaching my son. He has taught my son 1/7 of the Quran and I am giving him only 100 dinar and he is saying this is too much for the work I have accomplished. So he does not have the value of the Quran. He fired him. You are not worthy of teaching my son. And he appointed another teacher for his son. This is the honor that these people had. My friends, we need to revere the Quran. We need to revere the people of the Quran. If we in reality had love, everybody will claim, I love the Quran. Everybody will claim, I have azmat for the Quran. Nobody will say, not a single Muslim will say, that yes, there is some shortcoming as far as respecting the Quran is concerned. But in reality, my friends, the reality and the fact of the matter is, that we do not revere the Quran. We do not respect the Quran. If we had revered the Quran, if we had respected the Quran, then just as we revere those pages that have Quran written in it, we would have revered those people in whose heart there is the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu Akbar. Bishr-e-Hafi. And please don't misunderstand me. Do not misunderstand me. I am not speaking on behalf of the ulama or the qurra or the huffaz. I am not encouraging you to honor them, revere them, respect them, be good to them because they are in need of your respect. They are in need of your honor. They are in need of anything. No, don't misunderstand me. Don't misunderstand me. I am not speaking on their behalf. I am saying this so that if a Muslim is able to practice what I am saying, it will do him good in this world and the hereafter. That is why I am saying this. This is the only reason why I am saying this. And this topic is very, very difficult for me to discuss. Because people see me as a hafiz also. And people see me as an alim also. So people may feel that he is talking about himself and he is talking about his group. No, my friends. I have concern for you people.
Because today we have lost respect for the ulama, for the huffaz, for the muftis, for the people of ilm, for the madaris, the centers of ilm. And it is because of this that we are suffering throughout the world. And this is a situation which we need to change. The day we change the situation, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will change all the situations for us, inshallah. Let us go from here with a firm resolution that inshallah we will attach ourselves to the Quran. We will respect the Quran. We will respect the people of the Quran. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ahlul Qur'an hum ahlullahi wa khassatuhu. Who are the people of the Quran? The Huffaz, the Ulama, the Qurra, who are they? Ahlul Qur'an, the people of the Qur'an. Hum ahlullah, they are the people of Allah. And not only the people of Allah, wa khassatuhu, they are the special people of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are the special people of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Bishr Hafi, rahimahullahu ta'ala, one day before he repented and he became a great wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he was passing through a street, he was going towards the pub for a drink, and he had a few dirham, a few silver coins in his hand, enough to fill his desire. And he found a small paper lying in the street with some inscription. And whenever a Muslim sees something lying on the ground with inscription, he will immediately pick it up, thinking that it may have the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When he picked it up, he saw that it had the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Either Allah only or Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. So he cleaned it, he kissed it, he placed it on his head, he went back home and he left the paper respectfully on a high place. He went to the marketplace and with the dirham that he had, he bought a nice cloth, nice material. And he went to the perfume seller and he bought some good itr that he could afford with this money. And he returned home and he perfumed this cloth and he placed that paper in which the name of Allah was written and he folded the cloth and he put it in a very high place, in the niche, very high place. And he cancelled his program of consuming alcohol because he did not have any more money left. He went to sleep. He went to sleep and in his sleep, he saw Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or an angel from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Ya Bishr, O Bishr, Allahu Akbar, O Bishr, tayyabta ismi, you have honored my name. Law tayyibannaka fid dunya wal akhirah, I will grant you honor in this world and also in the hereafter. Thereafter, my friends, Bishr Hafi rahimahullahu ta'ala became a great alim. Bishr Hafi rahimahullahu ta'ala became a great wali. And a wali of that standard where the likes of Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal rahmatullahi alayhi would stand up upon seeing Bishr Hafi rahimahullahu ta'ala. Until yesterday he was a drunkard. But this became the sabab and the cause. Respect for the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Respect for an ayat from the Quran. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. And Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal rahmatullahi alayhi, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala honored him and chose him for the service of the Quran. The ulama are aware of the history. When he passed away, a great muhaddis, Abu Abdullah Muhammad ibn Khuzaymah rahimahullahu ta'ala, he saw him in a dream. And he said, Oh Ahmad, how has Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala treated you? So Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal rahmatullahi alayhi said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made me stand in front of him and he placed a crown of gold on my head. And he made me wear shoes made of gold. And he said to me that, Oh Ahmad, are you happy? So Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal rahmatullahi said, I said, Oh Allah, why are you treating me with such honor? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, I am treating you with such honor for the service you have done towards the Quran. And thereafter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Oh Ahmad, when you were in the world, you used to recite that dua which had reached you through Sufyan Thawri rahimahullahu ta'ala in secret. Make that same dua here. Make that same dua here. So Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal rahmatullahi alayhi said, Ya Rabba kulli shay, bi qudratika ala kulli shay, waghfir li kulli shay, hatta la tas'alani an shay. He used to make this dua which had reached him through Sufyan al-Thawri, rahimahullahu ta'ala, his ustad. Ya Rabba kulla shay, oh the Rabb of everything. Biqudratika ala kulla shay, you have power over everything. Through that power, waghfir li kulla shay, forgive everything. Wala tasalani an shay, wala tasal hatta tasalani an shay, and don't ask me about anything. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon that said, oh Ahmad, go enter Jannah. Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal rahmatullah alayhi says in the dream that when I entered Jannah, I saw Sufyan al-Thawri, my ustad. Rahimahullah ta'ala, he had two green wings and he was flying from one tree to the other in Jannah. And he was reciting this verse, Alhamdulillah, alladhi sadaqana wa'adah. وأورثنا الأرض نتبوأ من الجنة حيث نشاء فنعم أجر العاملين. So Muhammad ibn Khuzaimah rahimahullah ta'ala said, can you tell me something about Bishr Hafi rahimahullah ta'ala? Can you tell me something about Bishr Hafi rahimahullah ta'ala? So Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal rahmatullah said, wah 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 wah, Bishr Hafi, who can match Bishr Hafi's status? Who can match Bishr Hafi's status? He said, I have just come from the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had spread a dastarkhan for Bishr Hafi in front of his arsh. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was showering Bishr Hafi rahimahullah ta'ala with his rahmah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was saying, oh the one, Allahu Akbar, oh the one who did not used to eat because of me in the world, eat. Oh, the one who did not use to drink because of me, drink. Oh, the one who did not use to cool his eyes through the ni'mats of the world because of me, cool your eyes from the ni'mats of Jannah. This is the honor that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants, my friend. I will conclude here. I would appeal to all of you, my friends. Let us attach ourselves to the Quran. وَزَمَانِ مِنْ مُعَزَّزْتِ مُسَلْمَا هُوْكَرْ. This is my only message wherever I go, especially in the gatherings of the takmeel of the Hifz Quran. وَزَمَانِ مِنْ مُعَزَّزْتِ مُسَلْمَا هُوْكَرْ. The Sahaba and the Tabi'een, they were honored. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put the love and honor for them in everybody's heart. So much so that even the non-Muslims used to see them with honor. Wo zamane mein muazzaz the musalman hokar, because they were musalman, because they were firm on their deen, because they were sahib Quran. They were muazzaz. They were respected, they were revered. And we, aur hum khar huye tariq Quran hokar. We have become khar, we have become zaleel. We have become disgraced because we have let go of the Quran. Tariq Quran hokar. They were so honored that the Muslims used to see them with honor, but even the non-Muslims used to see them with honor. And we have become so disgraced. Listen carefully, my friends. We have become so disgraced that not only the non-Muslims, even the Muslims amongst themselves see each other with disgrace. I dislike you, you dislike me. He dislikes him, he dislikes him. There is no love for each other. There is no love for each other. Be takalluf din mein, jo khate the unki eid kiya. Chai cigarette nosh farmate the unki eid kiya. Bugzo kina dil mein leke mil gaye to eid kiya. We meet each other. Yes, today alhamdulillah there is a function of the takmeel of the Hifz Quran. We have all come. We have all come. But are our hearts together? In weddings, we all get together. Are our hearts together? During moments of grief in janaza, we all get together. Are our hearts together? On the day of Eid, we all get together. Are our hearts together? Be takalluf deen mein jo khate the unki Eid kiya. Chai cigarette nosh farmate the unki Eid kiya. Those people who do not have any respect for Ramadan, Eid is not for them. Happiness is not for them. Bugzo kina dil mein leke mil gaye to Eid kiya. If there is hatred for each other in our hearts, Eid is no Eid. Bugzo kina dil mein leke mil gaye to Eid kiya. Eid ke din bhi dil se na dil mile to Eid kiya. Even if the heart does not meet with the heart of our Muslim brother on the day of Eid, what is the point of that Eid? So let us attach ourselves. وَعْتَصِمُوا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا وَلَا تَفَرَّقُوا. And this Hablullah is the Quran. Let us hold fast to the Quran. Let us hold fast to the Hadith. Let us hold fast to the Sharia. And let us try to learn as much as possible. Let us strive for deen, that it may come in our lives, it may come in the lives of all the people living in our vicinity, our area. It may come in the lives of all the people of this town, of this country, of Europe, throughout the world. And let us sit in the company of the ulama, mashayikh. By sitting in the company of the ulama, let us learn deen. By sitting in the company of the mashayikh, let us purify our inner self and let us attach ourselves to the Quran. Let us read the Quran, let us understand the Quran through authentic sources, and let us practice the Quran. And let us always entertain good thoughts regarding each and every Muslim, especially the ulama, especially the people of ilm, especially the huffaz, especially the qurra. Let us entertain good thoughts. Just ending with last and final word, that one of the reasons why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted me whatever He has granted me, there are many factors behind it, but one of the main reasons why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted me whatever He has granted me is that my father always used to revere people of ilm. Even if a 8-9 year old hafiz Quran was to come in his presence, and if he was told that this is hafiz of the Quran, my father would get up and hug him. My father would take out some money and give it to him. He had lot of respect for ulama, for huffaz, for qurra, and because he respected ilm, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because of his doing, has blessed his children. And this is why I am sitting here today and talking to you regarding the Quran and the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So please, be kind to yourself, be merciful to yourself by respecting ilm and the people of ilm, so that ilm may come in your homes as well. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make these children who are completing the Quran blessed, and may Allah make their homes blessed, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make their hibs a means of salvation for them, for their parents, for their families, for the asatiza and the teachers, for the whole gathering, and for the whole ummah, and for everybody who has strived in making them reach this state. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen, wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل أعوذ برب الناس ملك الناس إله الناس من شر الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ألف لام ميم ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه هدى للمتقين الذين يؤمنون بالغيب ويقيمون الصلاة ومما رزقناهم ينفقون والذين يؤمنون بما أنزل إليك وما أنزل من قبلك وبالآخرة هم يوقنون أولئك على هدى من ربهم وأولئك هم المفلحون صدق الله العظيم
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل أعوذ برب الناس ملك الناس إله الناس من شر الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ألف لام ميم ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه هدى للمتقين الذين يؤمنون بالغيب ويقيمون الصلاة ومما رزقناهم ينفقون والذين يؤمنون بما أنزل إليك وما أنزل من قبلك وبالآخرة هم يوقنون أولئك على هدى من ربهم وأولئك هم المفلحون صدق الله العظيم
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ملك الناس إله الناس من شر الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا
الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على رسوله سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين ربنا اغفر لنا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم يا مصرف القلوب صرف قلوبنا على طاعتك يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلوبنا على دينك اللهم احفظنا من كل بلاء الدنيا وعذاب الآخرة.
آمين.
اللهم أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه.
آمين.
وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه.
آمين.
اللهم إنا نسألك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى.
آمين.
اللهم أحسن عاقبتنا في الأمور كلها.
آمين.
وأجرنا من خزي الدنيا وعذاب الآخرة.
آمين.
اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها.
آمين.
وزكها أنت خير من زكاها.
آمين.
أنت وليها ومولاها.
آمين.
اللهم أصلح لنا شأننا كله.
آمين.
ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين.
آمين.
ولا تنزع منا صالح ما أعطيتنا.
آمين.
اللهم اجعلنا هادين مهتدين.
آمين.
غير ضالين ولا مذلين.
آمين.
اللهم اهد الناس جميعا.
آمين.
اللهم اهد الناس جميعا.
آمين.
اللهم اهد الناس جميعا.
آمين.
اللهم إنا نسألك علما نافعا.
آمين.
ورزقا واسعا.
آمين.
وعملا مقبولا.
آمين.
وشفاء من كل داء.
آمين.
اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من زوال نعمتك.
آمين.
وتحول عافيتك.
آمين.
وفجاءة نقمتك.
آمين.
وجميع سخطك.
آمين.
اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من جهد البلاء.
آمين.
ودرك الشقاء.
آمين.
وسوء القضاء.
آمين.
وشماتة الأعداء.
آمين.
اللهم لا تؤمنا مكرك.
آمين.
ولا تنسنا ذكرك.
آمين.
ولا تهتك عنا سترك.
آمين.
ولا تجعلنا من الغافلين.
آمين.
اللهم اجعل حبك أحب الأشياء إلينا.
آمين.
اللهم اجعل وساوس قلوبنا خشيتك وذكرك.
آمين.
يا رب كل شيء.
آمين.
بقدرتك على كل شيء.
آمين.
واغفر لنا كل شيء.
آمين.
حتى لا تسألنا عن شيء.
آمين.
اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة.
آمين.
وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار.
آمين.
اللهم اشف مرضانا وارحم موتانا.
آمين.
اللهم إنا نسألك حسن الختام.
آمين.
والعفو عما سلف وكان.
آمين.
اللهم رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا.
آمين.
اللهم من أحييته منا فأحيه على الإسلام.
آمين.
ومن توفيته منا فتوفه على الإيمان.
آمين.
اللهم إنا نسألك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى.
آمين.
اللهم حبب إلينا الإيمان.
آمين.
وزينه في قلوبنا.
آمين.
وكره إلينا الكفر والفسوق والعصيان.
آمين.
اللهم اجعلنا من الراشدين.
آمين.
اللهم اجعلنا من التوابين.
آمين.
اللهم اجعلنا من المتطهرين.
آمين.
اللهم اجعلنا من عبادك الصالحين.
آمين.
المخلصين المخلصين.
آمين.
المحبوبين المتقين.
آمين.
اللهم اجعلنا من أوليائك المقربين.
آمين.
اللهم اجعلنا من أوليائك المقربين.
آمين.
اللهم اجعلنا من أوليائك المقربين.
آمين.
اللهم اجعلنا من خدام دينك وعشاق حبيبك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم عز الإسلام والمسلمين. اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين. وألف بين قلوبهم وأصلح ذات بينهم. وانصرهم على عدوك وعدوهم. اللهم اجمع كلمتهم على الحق ووحد صفوفهم. اللهم أنقذ إخواننا المسلمين المظلومين في كل مكان. اللهم أنقذ إخواننا المسلمين المظلومين في كل مكان. اللهم أنقذ إخواننا المسلمين المظلومين في كل مكان. اللهم احفظ الحرمين الشريفين والمسجد الأقصى المبارك. واجعل اللهم آمنة مطمئنة وسائر بلاد المسلمين. اللهم اغفر لنا ما قدمنا وما أخرنا وما أسررنا وما أعلنا وما أنت أعلم به منا. أنت المقدم وأنت المؤخر. لا إله إلا أنت. لا إله إلا أنت. لا إله إلا أنت. ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما. اللهم اجعل خير أعمالنا خواتيما وخير أعمارنا أواخرا وخير أيامنا يوم نلقاك فيه. اللهم اجعل خير أيامنا يوم نلقاك فيه. اللهم اجعل خير أيامنا أيامنا يوم نلقاك فيه. اللهم آنس وحشتنا في قبورنا، اللهم ارحمنا بالقرآن العظيم واجعله لنا إماما ونورا وهدى ورحمة. اللهم ذكرنا منه ما نسينا، وعلمنا منه ما جهلنا، وارزقنا تلاوته آناء الليل وآناء النهار، واجعله لنا حجة يا رب العالمين. اللهم اجعلنا ممن يحل حلاله ويحرم حرامه ويقيم حدوده. اللهم اجعل القرآن العظيم ربيع قلوبنا وجلاء أحزاننا وذهاب غمومنا وهمومنا وسائقنا وقائدنا إلى جنات النعيم. اے ارحم الراحمین، اے اکرم الاکرمین، رحم کا کرم کا معاملہ فرما، یسر و سہولت کا معاملہ فرما، عفو و عافیت کا معاملہ فرما، فضل و عنایت کا معاملہ فرما، حفظ و امان کا معاملہ فرما، ہم سب کے گناہوں کو معاف فرما، ہماری لغزشوں سے درگزر فرما، ہماری سیئات کو معاف فرما، چھوٹے بڑے ہر گناہ کو معاف فرما. الہ العالمین جان بوجھ کر کیے ہوئے گناہوں کو معاف فرما. الہ العالمین غلطی سے کیے ہوئے گناہوں کو معاف فرما. الہ العالمین چھپ چھپ کے کیے ہوئے گناہوں کو معاف فرما، علل اعلان کیے ہوئے گناہوں کو معاف فرما. الہ العالمین دن کے اجالوں میں کیے ہوئے گناہوں کو معاف فرما. الہ العالمین رات کی اندھیریوں میں کیے ہوئے گناہوں کو معاف فرما. الہ العالمین ہر گناہ کو معاف فرما، ہر گناہ کو معاف فرما، ہر گناہ کو معاف فرما. الہ العالمین تیری شان رحیمی کی کوئی حد نہیں ہے. الہ العالمین تیری رحمت بہت وسیع ہے. الہ العالمین تیری رحمت کے سمندر کے مقابلے میں ہمارے گناہوں کی کوئی حیثیت نہیں ہے. الہ العالمین ہم اقراری مجرم ہیں. الہ العالمین ہمارے ہاتھ اس قابل نہیں کہ تیرے در پہ پھیلائے جائیں. الہ العالمین ہماری زبانیں اس قابل نہیں کہ تم سے کچھ کہہ سکے. الہ العالمین ہماری آنکھوں سے بہنے والے آنسو بھی گندے ہیں. الہ العالمین سر سے پاؤں تک ہم سراپا گندگی ہے. الہ العالمین، الہ العالمین فضل فرما دے. الہ العالمین رحمت کی بارشیں برسا دے. الہ العالمین معاف فرما دے، معاف فرما دے، معاف فرما دے. الہ العالمین تکمیل حفظ قرآن کی برکت سے، ان معصوم بچوں کی برکت سے الہ العالمین معاف فرما دے. الہ العالمین ہمارے پاس نجات کی کوئی چیز نہیں ہے. الہ العالمین تو نے ہمیں قرآن جیسی اتنی قیمتی دولت سے نوازا، مگر الہ العالمین ہمارے کاموں کی فہرست میں قرآن سب سے اخیر میں ہوتا ہے. الہ العالمین اب میں سے بہت سے تو ایسے ہیں جن کی فہرست پر قرآن ہوتا ہی نہیں ہے. الہ العالمین اس جرم عظیم کو معاف فرما، ہمیں قرآن سے وابستگی عطا فرما. الہ العالمین صحت کے ساتھ اہتمام کے ساتھ تلاوت کرنے والا بنا دے. الہ العالمین اس کو سمجھنے والا بنا دے. الہ العالمین اس پر عمل کرنے والا بنا دے. الہ العالمین اس کو لے کر پوری دنیا میں اسے عام کرنے والا بنا دے. اے رب الرحیم مظلومیت کے دور کو ختم فرما، مظلومیت کے دور کو ختم فرما، مظلومیت کے دور کو ختم فرما. الہ العالمین ذلت کے دور کو ختم فرما. الہ العالمین امت کے ہر فرد کو خواب غفلت سے بیدار فرما دے. الہ العالمین غفلت کے پردوں کو چاک کر دے. الہ العالمین صراط مستقیم پر ڈال دے. الہ العالمین قرآن کریم سے جوڑ دے. اے رب الرحیم امت کو شان و شوکت عطا فرما. الہ العالمین امت کو شان و شوکت عطا فرما. الہ العالمین صحابہ کرام رضوان اللہ تعالی علیہم اجمعین کے زمانے والی عزت عطا فرما. الہ العالمین مسلمانوں کو اپنے دین کی قدر دانی کی توفیق عطا فرما، قرآن کی قدر دانی کی توفیق عطا فرما، شریعت کی قدر دانی کی توفیق عطا فرما، محبوب پیغمبر صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کی قدر دانی کی توفیق عطا فرما، ان کی تعلیمات کی قدر دانی کی توفیق عطا فرما. اے ارحم الراحمین ہم میں جو بیمار ہیں انہیں شفاء کاملہ عاجلہ مستمرہ دائمہ نصیب فرما، ظاہری باطنی جسمانی روحانی تمام بیماریوں سے نجات عطا فرما. الہ العالمین جو پریشان حال ہیں ان کی پریشانیوں کو دور فرما، جو مصیبت زدہ ہیں انہیں عافیت عطا فرما. الہ العالمین جو بھی اولاد ہیں انہیں اولاد صالح عطا فرما، اولاد والوں کی اولاد کو صالح بنا دے، ان کی آنکھوں کی ٹھنڈک بنا دے، یا ارحم الراحمین جو بے روزگار ہیں انہیں وسعت والی برکت والی روزی عطا فرما, جو بے گھر ہیں انہیں وسعت والے مکانات عطا فرما, الہ العالمین جو بے رشتہ ہیں انہیں نیک رشتہ عطا فرما, جن رشتوں میں رکاوٹیں ہیں ختم فرما, جن رشتہ داریوں میں اور مسلمانوں میں جہاں جہاں ناچاکیاں ہیں انہیں محبت سے مبدل فرما, الہ العالمین مسلمانوں کو ایک اور نیک بنا دے, الہ العالمین مسلمانوں کو شیر و شکر فرما دے, الہ العالمین حسد سے کینے سے بغض سے بخل سے نفرتوں سے ہماری حفاظت فرما, الہ العالمین ہمارے قلوب کو قرآن کی تعلیمات سے منور فرما, الہ العالمین ایمان کامل نصیب فرما, یقین محکم نصیب فرما, معرفت تامہ عطا فرما, فضائل اور خرائض خصائل سے ہمارے قلوب کو آراستہ فرما, رضائل سے پاک فرما, الہ العالمین رضائل سے پاک فرما, الہ العالمین ہدایت کو عام اور تام فرما, الہ العالمین ظلم کا خاتمہ فرما, دہشت گردی کا خاتمہ فرما, امن کو عام فرما, اس کے لیے جن اسباب کی ضرورت ہے غیب سے انتظام فرما, ہمیں اپنے دین کی خدمت کے لیے قبول فرما, قرآن کی خدمت کے لیے قبول فرما, الہ العالمین قرآن کی احادیث کی شریعت کی علوم قرآنی کی, الہ العالمین علماء کی اور اہل علم کی قراء کی حفاظ کی مفتیوں کی الہ العالمین قدردانی نصیب فرما, الہ العالمین ان کے احترام کی توفیق عطا فرما, الہ العالمین اس سلسلے میں اب تک جو کوتاہیاں ہوئی ہیں معاف فرما, الہ العالمین ہم توبہ کرتے ہیں معاف فرما, الہ العالمین ہم توبہ کرتے ہیں معاف فرما, اے ارحم الراحمین اے ارحم الراحمین اے ارحم الراحمین, جن بچوں نے آج قرآن مجید کے حفظ کی تکمیل کی ہے الہ العالمین انہیں بے انتہا قبول فرما, بے انتہا قبول فرما, انہیں خدام دین میں شامل فرما, انہیں علماء ربانیین میں شامل فرما, اے ارحم الراحمین انہیں ان کے ماں باپ کے لیے, ان کے خاندان کے لیے, ان کے اساتذہ کے لیے, اس مجمع کے لیے, رشتے داروں کے لیے, جن جن لوگوں نے ان کے پیچھے محنتیں کی ان کے لیے, پوری امت کے لیے نجات کا ذریعہ بنا, الہ العالمین ان کی تکمیل کو پورے عالم میں ہدایت کے پھیلنے کا ذریعہ بنا, الہ العالمین مرتے دم تک اس کی حفاظت کرنے کی انہیں توفیق عطا فرما, الہ العالمین حفظ قرآن کے ساتھ ساتھ انہیں قرآن کے معانی کو سمجھنے کی بھی توفیق عطا فرما, الہ العالمین اس پر عمل کرنے والا بنا دے, اسے دوسروں تک پہنچانے والا بنا دے, اے ارحم الراحمین جن جن بھائیوں نے بہنوں نے ہمیں دعاؤں کے لیے کہا ہے لکھا ہے, جو ہم سے متوقع ہے, جن کا ہم پر حق بنتا ہے, جو ہم سے تعلق رکھتے ہیں محبت رکھتے ہیں, خصوصاً ہمارے ماں باپ, ہمارے اساتذہ, ہمارے مشائخ, ہمارے دوست احباب, حاضرین مجلس, شرکائی مجلس, پوری امت کے تمام مقاصد کو میں کامیابی عطا فرما, الہ العالمین جو بیمار ہیں انہیں شفا عطا فرما, الہ العالمین جو مرحومین ہیں ان کی مغفرت فرما دے, الہ العالمین جو مرحومین ہیں ان کی مغفرت فرما دے, الہ العالمین ہمارے ماں باپ, ہمارے مشائخ, ہمارے اساتذہ میں سے جو جو زندہ ہیں, الہ العالمین ان کے ٹھنڈے میٹھے سائے کو فیوز عامہ اور فیوز تامہ کے ساتھ تادیر ہمارے سروں پر قائم فرما, اور الہ العالمین جو دنیا سے جا چکے ہیں انہیں اپنی جوار رحمت میں جگہ عطا فرما, الہ العالمین انہیں ہماری طرف سے جزائے خیر عطا فرما, اور الہ العالمین ہمیں ان کے مشن پہ چلا کر ان کو منہ دکھانے کے قابل بنا, رب اجعلنی مقیم الصلاۃ ومن ذریتی ربنا وتقبل دعا, ربنا اغفر لی ولوالدی وللمؤمنین یوم یقوم الحساب, اے ارحم الراحمین اس مسجد اور یہاں کے مدرسے میں اور یہاں کے علماء, یہاں کے ائمہ میں, یہاں کے مسلیوں میں بے انتہا برکتیں پیدا فرما, الہ العالمین اس مسجد کی جو ضروریات ہیں غیب سے ان کا انتظام فرما, الہ العالمین اس کی توسیع کی اور اس کی تجدید کا جو پلان ہے الہ العالمین اس میں کامیابی عطا فرما, الہ العالمین جتنی رکاوٹیں ہیں سب ختم فرما دے, الہ العالمین ہمیں اعتراف ہے کہ یہ ہمارے ہی قصور کی وجہ سے رکاوٹ پیدا ہوئی ہے, الہ العالمین آج کے تکمیل قرآن کی برکت سے تو ہمارے ان سارے قصوروں کو معاف فرما دے, اور الہ العالمین ان ساری رکاوٹوں کو ختم فرما کر الہ العالمین اس کو جلد از جلد پائے تکمیل تک پہنچا دے, اس کے لیے روحانی مادی جتنے اسباب کی ضرورت ہے سب کا غیب سے انتظام فرما, اور الہ العالمین پائے تکمیل تک ہماری رہنمائی فرما, اور پائے تکمیل کے بعد الہ العالمین اس کی روحانی آبادی کے لیے بھی ہماری رہنمائی فرما, ہماری نصرت فرما, ربنا تقبل منا انک انت السمیع العلیم وتب علینا انک انت التواب الرحیم, رب اغفر وارحم وانت خیر الراحمین, سبحان ربک رب العزت عما یصفون, وسلام علی المرسلین, والحمد للہ رب العالمین, وآخر دعوانا ان الحمد للہ رب العالمین.